out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. It's the shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. So you try to laugh and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushrooms, he got no class. So Jeff the pole is Cleo, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Tell us spread and legs, so I love the Jeff. I love the Jeff and Greg. The IDA, how it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, yo, Joe's a sponsor, Jeff is wider than that, yeah, yo. But rather, there's some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like they bosses took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings drinking beers and around just talking shit. Jeff and Greg snatching confidence, such accomplishments. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from us, I promise this.
Yep.
What?
I can't hear myself. It's weird.
What?
There we go. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. OJ murdered that bitch.
What? Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios.
Welcome back,
everybody.
Whoa.
Coming back from a long superset.
40 song superset. Superset.
I have a button for that. I just don't want to look for it.
Like, dear.
Kind of overhitting the fucking buttons and stuff all the time.
That's all right.
No.
Why are you bullying me?
Take it in, bro.
Dude, episode.
Suck it in.
261. Suck it.
No, with your mouth.
Oh.
Suck it in, baby. Episode 261.
Damn.
Back at it.
Damn.
Back in Grey Bush.
Yeah.
Feeling good tonight.
Oh, I feel great, man. I feel great.
Yeah.
It's
feeling better than last week. You were under the weather again last week.
Yeah, I was totally. I was like, I got the sickness.
I got the.
I'm real moist.
That thing came back.
My butthole's way too moist tonight.
That hemorrhoid popped back out.
I'm trying to push it in right now, but yeah. I use a spoon, a hot spoon.
Wow. So you like you heat it up on the stovetop?
Yeah.
Or like under hot water?
No, stovetop hot.
Real. So you like sizzle it?
Yeah, dude. It's like
you're like
you gotta press harder.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. It's painful.
I'm sorry about
that. The doctor
that,
says it's totally unnecessary. You know, it's not really helping when I do stuff like that.
They said it's hindering
you. Yeah, they say it's making it worse. Yeah,
right. But you pulled through. You're all right today.
I'm okay, man.
Or are you just sitting through the pain?
Yeah, I'm on the donut pillow right now, as you can see.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah. That's all you
need.
Well,
I'm glad.
A little donut pillow for a little donut action.
You just have a little shot of lidocaine you pump into it.
Oh, yeah.
Every few hours to numb it up.
Yeah. I've been going through a tube a day of lidocaine.
Wow. So much. And it's oozing.
Yeah. It smells really bad, too.
I can actually see it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, let me tuck that back in.
I thought that lump in your pants was your nuts, but it's your hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, man.
My nuts are, you would, like, if you look all the way down at my socks, that's where you'll see them.
Oh, I see them hanging out a little.
Pull them out right there. Yeah.
Sorry. Is that why you wear tube socks?
Yeah, net them up. That is why I wear tube socks.
Well, you know, don't feel bad about missing last week because of that. It's a good reason.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
I know it was eating you up.
It was.
But I want you to know that we're all here for you. We're on your side, man.
Right on.
Team Greg's hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Sweet.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
No, we're not doing that.
Special teams.
No.
Special players.
No. We're not doing
Tuesday,
that here.
Tuesday. No, we're not.
Not happening.
Not ever going to do that.
Nope.
Good.
We won't.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, So much going on.
There is,
so
man.
So much happening. So much popping off.
The biggest thing that has happened this
Shut
week.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What?
I was
going to say the weather is like turned nice. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
And he told me to shut up.
I know. I'm sorry.
How come weather talk is appropriate, but we can't talk about like current events? I guess weather is a type of current event. So what?
Currently,
yeah.
It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, currently it is.
Yeah, for the next few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, like this is like the sixth or seventh time we're like, man, spring's here, bro. It's nice now.
Yeah.
And then it fucking is like, no, just kidding. And it snows all weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
I had something interesting happen to me this week.
Shut the fuck up.
I was going down the park, and I was on a little mini car chase. I was in my white Denver Bronco, and I was just cruising down the street.
Your white Denver Bronco?
Is that what it is?
No. It's a Ford Bronco.
Oh.
The Denver Bronco is a football team. But I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Okay. So
you're driving your
Denver Ford
Denver,
Bronco.
Your Denver Bronco to the
right. I can't believe I said Denver.
I don't know.
I don't know why you got that.
So right after you killed your ex-wife and
no, her what? Boyfriend. No. I never did that.
Oh. Yeah, neither did OJ. Right? That's one of those things now that he's dead.
Yeah.
You have to say he was acquitted.
You have to say that?
You have to.
Why?
It's a law, bro. Pretty sure.
It's a law that...
Yeah, you can't speak ill of the dead.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Even if they're OJ Simpson. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, you can't be like, I'm glad he got prostate cancer. I hope it was a slow and miserable death and all that. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you were to say it, you would have to say he allegedly killed his
wife and lover or whoever that guy was.
His lover. He was secretly a cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just took it too far, man, one day. And he's like, fuck this.
The cuck wanted him to join in. And he's like, no, I don't want to. I just want to watch. And then he killed them both. Yeah.
He touched his leg. He's like, no.
Yeah. It's weird. OJ was...
He was a different cat.
Finicky.
Yeah. He was a great actor, though.
Right?
You seen him in Naked Gun?
Yeah, so good. Killed those roles.
Dude.
He killed a lot of stuff in his life. Allegedly. Yeah.
But especially acting roles.
Dude, those Naked Gun movies are so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Especially with him in it. It made him just that much better.
Yeah, he was a great choice. Back then, it was probably a big deal. The juice is in a movie. Like, it was probably pretty cool. But they were very funny movies. A few years ago, I made my teenage boys. I remember the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Wednesday. No, I don't remember. Right. But I remember the day that they were, for some reason, they were staying home from school together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why. But I was like, you know what you guys should need to do today? You need to watch the Naked Gun movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Because I had just watched one like the day before, and so it was fresh how GD funny they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you guys have to watch this. And they probably watched like 4 minutes of it and like, this is gay.
You know what I thought were better than Naked Gun? Were the
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots.
Yeah.
How do you know I was going to say that?
Because they're in that same family of movies. Say, they're
Hot Shots Part 1 and Part 2.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love that style of movies. They don't do that anymore.
He's like,
they call it like slapstick, I think, where it's just like ridiculous, just hilarious. But like,
was Robin Hood Men in Tights like that?
Yeah, too? Robin Hood Men in Tights is one. Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a good one, dude.
I think the most recent one that I can remember was that Kung Fu movie.
Oh yeah,
where they just dubbed over it.
Sure.
Yeah, he was like,
yeah.
Oh, this shit
was like Kung Pao or something.
Yeah,
like
Kong Pao, the Legend of the Fist or something. He fights a cow.
Yeah. Someone sent me a TikTok of a clip from that the other day.
He's like milking her udders and shit.
Yeah. But
weird.
There was like back in the 80s and stuff, like Leslie Nielsen was in all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was like he was just that dude. Like he was so funny.
No,
and it was like
Shirley.
And it was like joke out, like every line was a joke.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, like when we were young, especially would go over your head. Mm-hmm. But now, like as an adult, if you go, like, they're so funny.
Yeah.
And simple too, like that one. Like, mm-hmm. like Shirley, you can't be serious. He's like, I am serious and don't call me Shirley.
Right.
Like, shit like that. It's like he just had that mind to mm-hmm. find that kind of humor.
Was he, did he start off as a comedian?
I have no idea.
I wonder how his career started. He was always an actor. Started stand up, did some rooms.
Probably, you know.
It's not a different scene back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Way different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm disagreeing with you hard.
I know. Wow.
How aggressively.
Hard? Aggressively hard?
Yeah.
I could see, yeah. Wow. Put that thing away, bro.
Sorry. You know? Anyway, dude, what's up, man? What's going on? I feel really good tonight.
Do you?
Like, I usually do.
Uh-huh.
I usually do when we podcast, but for some reason, I feel extra peppy today.
You feel extra peps?
I feel extra peppy.
You got the pez in you today?
There's no pez. Yeah. No, but pep.
Yeah.
A little pep.
You don't have any pez in you, though, huh?
No. Not for years.
Really? Yeah. How many years would you say?
Since I've eaten a pez?
Mm-hmm. Decade, at least.
10, easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen a Pez in the last 10 years, but I can't remember where. Probably here.
Might be. Yeah. I'm sure we've bought them for the old...
For the old kiddos.
Clan,
yeah.
If you will.
I will. Yeah!
That's how you wrangle the clan.
Oh, shit. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like with like hooded sheets and... Ikes.
Oh, not that clan. Oh. Not the clan with a K.
Yeah, okay. No. Okay. So you're feeling good, man. I'm glad.
Not anymore.
I lost it.
I was feeling real good, but
yeah.
I lost it,
dude. It
went away quick.
Yeah. So at school, I hear somebody called you a grizzly bear.
Yeah, and I'm still not quite sure how to take it.
Like, how would you take it? Like,
I don't know.
Sounds like a good thing.
Right? Except well, for maybe, in the like, moment, yeah. I was like, because I know, like, what a bear is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're talking that. But maybe they were.
Yeah.
Because a bear is like a big, hairy gay man.
Right. And they were, like, calling you a grizzly bear? Like, you're a rizzed up gay man?
Yeah, that's where I was like, what'd you say? What'd you just say to me?
What'd you say?
What'd you say about my mama?
Yeah, dude. So you went over there and just...
Snack-tack. I did some things.
Yeah.
You know.
Broke his nose.
I'm not proud of him.
No, you shouldn't be.
It was like Roadhouse in there.
Oh, shit. What's going on in here? Which Roadhouse? Like the new one?
No.
The good one.
I am. You know what? It's funny talking about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard it was coming out, I was really excited about it. And I've heard so many mixed reviews. And I don't know what to do now. Now I don't know what to do.
You have to just make your own opinion on it, man.
Yeah.
For sure. I've given up on reviews for the most part.
Of taking advice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I have my own taste in movies, obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes those fucking movies are just fun.
Yeah.
Some of the
That's
movies.
That's true. Maybe it's like, just a good watch.
Yeah, maybe it's just a fun
don't
movie.
Judge it. Like, don't try to compare it.
Yeah. Just a fun movie, dude.
Yeah. I do want to watch Roadhouse.
You know what movies are fun? Pacific Rim movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a monster fighting
robot. Oh, like the end of the world kind of things happening?
You're like, oh, they're fighting robots.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. Yeah. You know? I just like that. It's fun. You can't really take the story and be like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What was the Tom Cruise one? I love that movie. War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah. That is a great movie.
I love that one.
But that's my style. I like that. All that end of the world shit. Mm-hmm. Give me that end of the world shit, dude.
You know what I was thinking about in this, talking about these kind of movies? I was thinking about the movie 2012 recently.
Okay.
And, like, if you... mentioned the movie 2012 to me, I think, oh yeah, I like that movie.
I've never even heard of it, dude.
It's one of those, it's like the weather changes and like
everything
freezes and floods
that.
And like they're like building these crazy big ships to get on and like
he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway.
I was gonna say Tom Selleck. Is it Burt Reynolds?
Is it Magnum PI on there? With his red Ferrari? No.
Yes, it was.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was, for some reason, I was thinking about that movie.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that I liked it, right?
Yeah.
And then a Facebook memory came up from whenever that movie came out. Probably pre-2012.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. Anyway, my complete Facebook status said, I just watched the movie 2012. It was a cat abortion. I hated every second of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, you forgot how much you hated it.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Right. I hated it when I first saw it.
Oh, have you seen it since then and like it now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like I like that movie.
Oh, shit.
But I don't remember hating it that strongly.
You ever watch a movie like that and you're like, man, I fucking hate this movie. And then you watch it again and you're like, man, this was a pretty good movie, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
2012.
Other than that. Yeah. Other than that, nothing else comes to mind.
What movie was that for me? I can't. Oh, RoboCop 3. Like, oh, this
movie. Okay. Yeah, if we're going with the trilogies, it was Back to the Future 3 for me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I fucking hate that movie. I wish they didn't make that one.
Yeah.
And then I watched it.
I'm like, I can't really get behind this movie.
I can watch that one.
Yeah.
I feel it. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling the movies, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good TV out there now, too, man. Lots of good TV. No need to keep watching Gilmore Girls over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My wife's actually watching Gilmore Girls right now.
Like this minute?
Yeah.
Like
this
as minute, we speak.
As we speak. She's been watching it for like the last couple weeks.
Oh, man.
And I hate every second of it. I try to tune it out.
I should call her up. We could chat.
No.
We could chat about it.
I don't like the
way. I want to find out where she's at.
Lorelai and Riley.
What's Rory, her?
Rory.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they have a good relationship. I hate it.
They're BFFs.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Oh, man.
Makes me want to punch them both.
How far
the way they talk to each other. It's like all in like funny like quips.
Yeah. Lorelai's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's like, a riot.
I'm like, you're not. There's no mom in the world like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where are they at and where's she at?
Right now.
please tell me.
Somebody brought back a bracelet.
Okay.
And then Lorelai was like,
yes.
Lorelai was like, hey, why'd you steal that bracelet from her and then bring it back right now?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I did.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm not watching it, but I hear it.
Right. So, I feel you, bro.
Yeah,
I've never watched.
I don't turn my head and physically watch it. But
I've never watched Gilmore Girls either.
Yeah, you have. Don't fucking lie to me, dude.
I have never watched the whole series twice.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah, dude. That's where my wife's at. Well, she's probably a lot further now.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
So she's probably like on a whole nother season now. I don't know how many seasons there are. There's a lot though, right?
Yeah. Not only is there a lot of seasons, but then they came back years later and did a year in the life.
Really?
Yeah.
Of who?
Lorelai and Rory.
Oh, really?
Are we really talking about this?
Oh, no. You don't want to.
I don't want to talk about
this. You know
who's
in that, though, that I didn't know who was
Suki.
In it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, yeah.
I was like, is that Melissa McCarthy?
And she's all like bubbly and nice and cute, and she's not like punching people in the throats and saying the F word every other word.
Talking about fucking the steam coming off her undercarriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that shit.
She is quite a peach.
Mm. Has she lost a lot of weight, too?
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm not following her weight loss journey or her career much.
You know who lost a lot of weight? Adele. Adele lost a lot of weight.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hello from the other. I think that was like years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, welcome to the party.
Welcome to 2024. Don't you fucking sigh at me, dude. All right. So now what are you guys watching? You guys watching like
We haven't settled on anything.
Some Golden Girls again.
We've been bouncing around a lot, just a bunch of different stuff.
There's some good stuff out there, man. Just pick
one. We haven't settled on anything to sit down and, like, really.
It's too bad you guys aren't into, like some fantasy shit. There's some good shit out there, man. Some sci-fi shit's out there. Some good sci-fi.
Sounds like...
I know. A schlog. It's a schlog. Sounds like a real... I can't really...
Sounds like a real schlog.
Yep.
That's the name of this episode.
It's a fucking real schlog, dude.
I don't know how to spell that, but I'm going to figure it out. Yeah, I don't know, man. Picking TV shows is kind of tricky.
No, it's easy.
It's tough.
You just find one and watch it.
Yeah. There's so many, though. It's hard to decide.
The Boys is good.
It's hard to decide on.
Oh, what about Fallout, the one I just showed you?
Yeah, that looks good, actually.
What? No way. You just said that. You never watch it in a million years.
I will probably never watch it.
No. You know what you will watch, though, for the third time? Gilmore Girls.
No. Hey, listen, I'll put my foot down.
Oh, yeah?
And then I'll put the other foot down, and I'll sit right next to her on the couch and watch the shit out of it. No, I've already said I'm not doing that one again.
No.
No. When you get that itch to start watching that shit again, I'm not going to take part in it, but I probably will.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Because it'll be on the big screen.
Yeah. What am I going to
do? What are you going to come hide all day and watch something you want to watch? Nah.
Nah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Something new and interesting? Yeah. Nah.
You know what else I started watching? It's on MGM. It's called From.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like these guys get trapped in this town. It's just a little town, like in the middle of nowhere, but you can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, they can't like go outside at night because these fucking things will just rip them apart and kill them. And it's like so gory, dude.
Really?
It's like one of the most gory things I've seen lately. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But they can't get out of this town, pretty much. And anybody that wanders in just gets trapped.
It sounds good.
It's pretty gruesome.
It sounds a lot like... what is it called?
From. Yeah. It's called From.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say it sounds like something, but it sounds like a mixture of... Like a mixing different things. Remember that Sandra Bullock one where they couldn't like see stuff?
Yeah. What's that? Bird Box? Bird Box.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. And then they made another one called Bird Box Barcelona, which was
Bird Box 2?
Yeah. It was really good, but it was in Barcelona.
Oh.
Yeah. It was in Spanish.
Yeah. And then it sounds like it's a mix between that and that one where they can't make any noise.
Oh, Quiet Place?
Quiet Place,
yeah. Quiet Place is so good.
Yeah.
I love both those movies. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Dude, they're so good.
We've seen The Quiet Place.
Yeah.
We've seen The Quiet Places.
Yeah, I'm surprised you actually seen those. Very surprised.
Hey, I see stuff sometimes, dude.
Yeah, remember when you were telling me, like, hey, we're just picking movies and watching them now. You guys still doing that?
No. No. But we're not, like, actually, we're not, like, watching a lot of anything.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Just, you know.
Fucking.
Other things.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you're outside doing stuff?
Just things, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff and things.
Right. Cool. Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, really lost the steam, didn't we?
I still got it, man. I'm here.
You got it?
Like, steam?
You're all about it still?
Yeah, dude. Rick, what you got? Man, hit me. Hit me with some stuff. What have you been up to?
Okay. Oh, you know what, Greg?
What?
I meant to tell you this earlier, and I forgot.
Right?
Totally.
Tell me.
Hey, guess what's tomorrow?
Saturday.
Yeah.
The 13th.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Craft fair.
Where?
At Hillcrest High School.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
No kidding.
You said you wanted to go next time there was one.
I do.
There's a craft fair tomorrow. Wow. Now,
what time is it? What does it start?
It's like 9 or 10 a.m. to like 4 or something like that.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
Now, we established last time we talked about it, I can't invite you to go with me.
Right.
Because that would be gayer than us 69ing on this table.
It'd be a real schlog.
Yeah. Yeah. What a schlog that would be. But I'm just letting you know that we'll be there tomorrow.
At what time?
I was informed that I will be there as well.
What time? What time?
I'm not sure when we're going, but it'll probably be...
Send me a text.
I'll be all heading out.
Yeah. Don't tell me where you're going. Don't say. Just say you're heading out. And I'll just be there.
Yeah. But it's at Hillcrest tomorrow.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We're wearing like basketball shorts and a fucking white beater.
I'm just going to be wearing a tank top and a cod piece.
I'll be at the fucking barbecue stand just wearing a cod piece. I'll be like, let me taste some of these samples. And I'll pull a cod piece off and just put them in there.
Fill it up. Like, sir, your dick is out now.
Shut up. Nobody can see that. I have a nice mane of pubic hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cold out here.
That coupled with my tiny dick, it's fine.
Trust me. We're good.
But you're nuts. I just sucked in my socks. We're good.
Wow. Yeah, the flesh matches your leg.
You can't really... That's just stretched out. Looks like a rubber band.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's a real schlog, I tell you.
I thought of something funny.
What?
You know how we've talked about, like, we've made jokes about, like, our dicks having, like, a beer belly or like, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I was going to say your dick has actual crow's feet. Your dick has crow's feet.
Right. Yeah.
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 It's their smile lines.
Yeah, they get a lot of love, a lot of laughing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's not bad if you have crow's feet.
No, it's not.
But Botox that shit.
Botox your dick. Your dick has really fat lips. Hell yeah.
I have the fat sucked out of my ass and put into my dick. Head.
Wipe up it.
Yeah.
Just fucking dude. What?
Oh, so stupid.
Right.
So stupid.
No, but you're going to the craft fair tomorrow.
Yeah.
You think that barbecue guy would be there?
No, that was completely different thing.
What?
Yeah.
You don't think he'll be there?
No.
Why?
That was this big spring fair.
You don't think he'll be
there? Pocatello. No, he doesn't go to the craft fair. Local craft fairs.
That's fucking...
There'll be some food trucks.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
There'll be some shit there.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people selling 3D printed dragons and snakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of those going. That's a very popular item right now.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't know why, but they are.
I don't either.
They look...
We have a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
My son is into them. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, they're popular. And the Harry Potter wands.
I'll probably buy two or three of those.
It's often a lot of the same vendors at all of them.
I want to buy a dollhouse that has like crime scene reenactments.
Okay.
I wonder if they have an O.J. Simpson one. Where he's just standing outside the door, but somebody else is sneaking outside the back. It's like, I told you I didn't do it.
And then he's driving off in his Denver Bronco.
Denver Broncos. Damn it.
I was like, Denver Bronco? What are you talking about? Oh. His white Ford Bronco.
White Ford Bronco. Why did I say Denver Bronco? Was it in Denver?
No, it was in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Wild, man. Yeah. It's wild.
It's okay. It's all good, man.
So you're going to a craft fair tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, on purpose.
Well, I was told that I'm going.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And you have no say in it?
Yeah, I could probably get out of it if I wanted to, but, you know.
Right. Right.
I feel like I should be there with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Somebody has to hold the reins, you know.
Yeah, you mean the bags?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Why do they go so many? Aren't they all the same?
It's just fun to them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you guys go at lunchtime? Get some lunch and walk around?
No. Last time we went pre-lunch. Mm-hmm. Then we went somewhere else afterward.
Oh, nice.
We went to the Rusty Taco. That's when I sent you those pictures.
Oh, yeah, Rusty Taco.
Yeah.
That place existed.
Mm. Anyway, so yeah, we'll be there tomorrow.
Good
Just
for you.
Throwing it out there, man. Good I'm not going to invite you to go with me.
Right.
But I'm saying.
If I show up,
if what, you show
can
up,
I hang?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What if I just show up and you're like, I can't talk to you?
Go away.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely going to the craft fair tomorrow. I found out about it the other day, so I'll probably be there.
Yeah, you didn't hear about it from me.
No, no.
Or those giant signs that are all over outside.
It's definitely.
Anyway, bro, I found, I heard a news story today.
Mm-hmm.
A local news story that sort of piqued my interest.
Go on.
Remember a while back, there was a Asian massage parlor here in town that got busted for doing a little bit more than the back and shoulders.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a while ago, though. Yeah,
it was a while ago. Yeah.
Okay.
But they were getting, you know, the thing that busts most of those Asian massage parlors, they got busted for.
Yeah.
Doing a little jerking.
Right. Okay. You told me the cop had to go through with it.
Hand jobs, right? The cop's like, I don't know, maybe they're just bluffing. She says for an extra $7 she'll give me a hand job, but I don't know.
I'm really gonna.
We better really see if she means it. Right? She might be faking.
God, I'm so bad. I can't believe I missed that action.
Anyway, so it happened again.
Damn it!
Yeah, damn. Local.
Really?
Yeah, except this time.
It's in the same building. That should be hilarious.
Yeah, three more witnesses were called to testify during the second day of preliminary hearing for a woman charged with prostitution.
Wow.
It was called the Lucky Seven Massage Parlor. Really? That just, it says it in the name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, that's like, sad.
Can you imagine telling your wife, like, oh, man, my shoulders are really fucking tight. I'm going to go get a massage at the Lucky Seven massage parlor.
Where was that at? Anyway, I feel like I've heard of that place, but I don't know where. Is it with?
This says it's in Pokey, actually.
Oh.
If I could tell them.
That's funny.
Procurement of a prostitute and harboring prostitutes. So it was a House of Horrors.
If you will.
Yeah. But that's not the interesting part.
Okay.
I'm scanning here real quick. It says there was a recurring theme amongst the patrons of the establishment. Many of them had out-of-county license plates. So there must be a forum
right
somewhere. They're like, yeah. Anyway.
All the men looked really relaxed when they left.
So I'm thinking, though, that this was a little bit more than HJ's for an extra 20.
Right.
This says officers found sex toys.
Oh, dang.
And a fake fire extinguisher filled with condoms.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? A fake fire extinguisher filled with condoms. Like, used?
So, no, probably not. It says, these detectives testified to finding condoms hidden inside gum containers and a fire extinguisher with a false bottom, as well as an assortment of sex toys in what officers have described as living quarters inside the building. So they were...
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you want the butt stuff?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, no, that's immoral.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they just knew about craft fairs, it'd probably be different.
Right. If they just knew that craft fairs existed, they wouldn't be spending all of their time and money on that.
On whores. On whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine...
Pocatello?
Yeah.
That's a wild place. Ooh. That's a wild west down there, bro.
Asian whore in Pocatello? That's like... That's like going to like a fine seafood restaurant. Like, how fresh is this seafood?
Yeah.
I don't know. When was this actually in the ocean?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We walked it here.
Yeah.
It smells like you did. Like, you imagine the smell in there, dude? Oh. You're like walking there. You're like,
well, that's what I was going to say. Put yourself in the mindset of going to a whorehouse.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, hey, yeah. All right, I'm this guy, and I'm going to go
visit. I'm going to the Mustang Ranch.
Yep, I'm going to the Lucky Seven.
Oh, yeah, the Lucky Seven.
To get all around the world, or whatever you want to call it. So you're in your head, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go
fuck. Oh, I was going to go get a massage.
Oh, okay. No, next mindset.
Okay.
You're going there to freak her.
Okay. They don't try to talk you into it, you think?
An actual massage?
No, they don't try to talk you into fucking.
They're like, oh, can I just give you a neck rub?
I'm tired. You're kind of ugly.
You're like, this dick ain't going to fuck an Asian prostitute itself.
Get my old grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, put yourself in the mindset of, like, you're going to a whorehouse to...
Hello?
Frick a her.
Hello? Okay? Hello?
Oh, hello.
I'm here to fuck a Asian whore.
Oh, no, we are not to do that here.
Oh.
Go to the back door. Knock a three time.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I fuck an Asian whore? Please?
Oh, yes. Right this way.
No, that's okay. I'm not going to keep doing that. I can't see because my eyes are watering. Okay, what I was going to say is put yourself in the mindset of you're going to go there and bang a hooker, right? Yeah. And you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all, like, set up. And then she opens a drawer full of, like, sex toys. I feel like I'm going to be like, let's not... not interested in any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they've been.
Oh,
they're in a whorehouse, so they're not new.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Did you just pull that out of the dishwasher? Or
just stay away from the sex toys.
Yeah, let's not dabble in those, please. Just a quick in and out. And I'm,
you're not, yeah, you know. You're not in it for like, hey, I know this is a lucky Schlevin, but let me get some of them sex toys in my asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No thanks.
I can just imagine the smells that come out of there. It smells like a fishery. Like a fish hatchery.
Yeah.
You just walk in there and you're like, ugh.
It smells like Wuhan.
What?
But I imagine the clientele that's going to that kind of place is probably lower class fellows.
Mm-hmm. From out of town?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to picture who would go, well, someone hard up.
Man, it's been a long time. Right. He's like, it's been years. I've been saving for months.
I've been saving all my... I haven't been...
You pay him in coupons? Give him the old Subway punch cards?
Do you guys take V-Bucks?
Hey, do you guys still take these Subway punch stamps cards?
Can I cash in my Camel Cash here? I got some Marlboro Miles.
Marlboro Miles, I remember that shit, dude. Oh, wow. And those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Get fucking cool stuff for smoking.
Yeah, man. I was at the gas station the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I never really pay attention to the cigarette wall, right, which feels like it's getting much smaller. I like that. Yeah. Remember, it used to be like fucking cigarettes all day.
Right.
It feels like it's a much smaller section now.
Really?
Yeah. But I was noticing some. There was a time in my life when I was a cigarette smoker. I did a little puffing.
Right.
Puffing on them. And back in that day and age, a pack of cigarettes, like a name brand pack of cigarettes, not like shit ones,
mm-hmm,
was like $2.50 a pack.
Right.
And people were like, look, they're getting up there.
Huh. Now they're like seven or eight, right?
Yeah, dude. I saw some for eight, like $8.59 the other day.
Damn.
I was just standing there. I was like, holy shit. A one pack of smokes is almost $9.
That's so much money, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Shit's wild. Like,
and then I'm like, who still smokes? Like, it feels like it's one of those things that, like, everybody should just, like, I mean, everyone should just not do it.
Right.
But, like, who the fuck still smokes cigarettes? It feels like such a weird thing now.
It is a weird thing. It is definitely,
like, people
a weird
still
thing
do that shit?
Yeah.
Like, you know how fucked up that is for you? Like, I know they don't care, but
right,
it's weird when you see someone smoking, you're like,
yeah,
people still fucking do that?
There's a lot of people that still smoke.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Wild, man.
Yeah. Times have changed.
That and dip. Like, people dip a lot.
Yeah. Now you see more of the people using those, like, nicotine pouches without the tobacco.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wild.
And vaping.
Mm. Which isn't good.
Oof. Oh. I think the pouches are like a good medium.
Mm. Is there a way to like, no wean off them, or what?
They're just nicotine, so there's no tobacco and there's no...
Oh, there's none of that.
Vapors. Yeah. So it's pretty much just nicotine, which is fine for you.
Right.
Nothing wrong with nicotine.
Huh, that's weird.
Anyway... There's your science lesson.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
For the folks. Anytime, bro.
That was a real schlog.
That was a real schlog, wasn't it? That was
a real schlog. I dropped a schlog today.
I knew one of us was going to go there. I was just thinking that.
Dude.
Now I'm going to bring up a story that I heard.
Yeah.
And I apologize, I don't have all of the fine details. But this was another local story.
Right.
Did you hear about the 85-year-old woman who was a victim of a home invasion?
Recently?
Yeah.
No.
Like a few days ago.
Uh-uh.
She ended up being handcuffed to a chair during an armed home invasion.
Wow.
And she got her hands on a gun... And she killed the intruder.
No way. Yeah,
she did get shot.
Yeah.
She got a couple of like pop, pop. I imagine it was like she was running. Like she was running for cover and she was diving and she took one in the shoulder.
Oh shit. Like, I thought she said she was handcuffed.
She slipped out. She's wiry.
Oh yeah. Okay. She just chewed off her thumb. There's not much there. It's just fucking, it was like gnawing on like one of those chicken wings. It's almost been like all the way gnawed all the way off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably something like that.
So she shot somebody.
Yeah, she killed him.
Both of them?
I don't know if it was them or him.
Wow. But she got shot too though, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. That's wild. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. I'm trying to scroll. I can't remember where I saw the story. So that was the headline that I jotted down there. Anyway, that's crazy. She was 85, though. Like,
she lived, though.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. Imagine being 85 and getting a hold of a gun. How the hell did she get a gun? Like, it's like, handcuff me right here next to my gun.
No, that's not a gun.
That's just an old cigarette lighter that looks like a gun. Chug it out. Bop, bop, bop.
Maybe she...
She like, just got done watching Menace to Society.
She's all holding it sideways.
She don't fuck around. Holy shit. Yeah. That's wild.
I'm scrolling on this shit forever. And I feel like it was just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a pretty crazy story.
Well, that is a pretty crazy story.
Maybe she like MacGyvered a gun out of some old soap.
She 3D printed it while he was robbing her. Give me a second. This gun's almost done printing.
Oh, wow. I don't think I'm going to find it.
That's all right.
Anyway, that's basically the gist
of it. I wonder what the scenario was that she ended up with a gun.
Yeah. And it was a home invasion. Like, what were they after, too?
She's 85. She probably has, like, all kinds of, like, antiques in there. Probably lots of money.
Yeah.
Unless she's, like, one of them poors.
She had all her money stashed in the walls.
She has it in books. She just stashes money in her books.
Mm. I'm glad you said books.
Mm-hmm. Why are you glad I said books?
I thought you were going to say butthole. What?
I have $3 million stashed in my butthole.
I don't know. Anyway, man. I'm trying to find a way to look up this story real quick. Because I kind of want to know the deets.
Can't find anything on it, though, huh?
No, I just did.
Oh, okay.
85-year-old woman was handcuffed to a chair during an armed home invasion. She killed the robber and survived. This was in Rose, Idaho.
Oh, that's not that far.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
85-year-old woman who shot and killed a man after he broke into her home in the middle of the night was threatened, hit, handcuffed to a chair, and shot multiple times.
She was shot multiple times?
Yeah, the home invasion happened on March 13th, and deputies responded just after noon. But the home invasion began at 2 a.m.
Wow. Nobody heard the gunshots? She lived? That's fucking wild, dude.
Says officials believe they knew each other and it wasn't a random incident. Like it probably would be. Like, they wouldn't just break in hoping to find some shit.
Yeah.
They knew. According to an incident review, it was justifiable homicide. Early that morning, she was sleeping in... Why do they always have to put the address? She was sleeping in her Bonneville County home. The only other person in her home was an adult disabled son. She told investigators that she woke up to an unknown man. He was later identified. He was dressed in a military jacket and a ski mask, pointed a gun at her, put her in handcuffs to a chair. Yeah, it's a long story. Handcuffed her to a chair, took a bunch of valuables, was rooting through the house. Eventually, he discovered that she had her son in the house and got angry at him for not telling her or telling him about it. Threatened her, blah, blah, blah. This is a long story.
You're the one who wanted to look up the details. I was content. Now we're like kind of schlogging through this.
She dragged the chair. She was schlogged. Somehow she dragged the chair she was handcuffed to into her bedroom and got a .357 Magnum revolver, which was under her pillow. Then she went back in the living room and hid the revolver between the armrest and the cushion of a couch where she was sitting. Her memory is unclear after that. At some point, he came back into the living room, threatened to kill her. And she said, it's now or never. She drew her gun and shot him.
Hell yeah.
Striking him with both shots in the chest.
Ooh.
Condon returned fire and emptied a 9mm pistol, hitting her multiple times in the abdomen, leg, arm, and chest.
Ooh, shit.
He went into the kitchen where he died from his wounds. She fell on the floor, still handcuffed, where she remained for 10 hours.
No way!
And she was ultimately able to call 911.
What? You bled out for 10 hours? And I guess that's a 9mm, though.
And then was able to be like, all right, I'm good enough now to call 911.
Holy shit.
Just needed a minute.
Fuck,
needed
dude.
10 hours.
Imagine too. Taking two shots in the chest and being like, fuck this old lady. Pop, 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 pop. I would have took two in the chest and been like, that's it.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Anyway. He was like, fuck this
Sorry
old lady.
About the schlog.
Yeah, dude. It was a real schlog.
Yeah. I figured there was enough info in the headline.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wanted to dig deeper.
Yeah.
And then really we had to schlog through it.
Yeah.
Wow. Jinx. That means we have to...
I can't talk, right?
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you had to, like,
you had to
take me to a whorehouse or something.
The Lucky Schleven.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going.
I think they're shut down.
Oh, that's my birthday gift to you. The Lucky Schleven.
I think they got shut down.
What a shame.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we got... So you remember when you were in, like, elementary school, middle school, or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you would read books as a class, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, a novel, and the whole class would read it or whatever.
Right.
When we were kids, it was, like, Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer or, you know, those good old classics.
Right.
We got a letter from our kid's school the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it sitting on the counter and I read through it. It's talking about how the class is about to start a book. They're going to read a book in class,
mm-hmm.
sixth grade. And it's a pretty long letter. The teacher is telling how this book is, you know, it's telling us certain story. She's telling, right. you know, what the book is and what they're going to learn from it or whatever, why it's important that they read this book. But the purpose of the letter was to warn us as parents that the book has a slight amount of foul language in it.
Oh, really?
Just letting us know. It was approved by the school board to mm-hmm. read, but there is some foul language in it.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. I was mm-hmm. like, let's get to the juicy shit.
Yeah, okay. You know? It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that fucking book? That changed the world for a minute.
I couldn't put it down.
Oh, shit. No, really?
I never read that.
Oh.
Anyway. So I'm reading through the letter. I'm trying to get to where, like, does it say in this right. letter? Like,
really schlogging through it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All these stories are schlogs to me. Yeah. I get to the point in the letter where she reveals what our kids are going to hear
mm-hmm.
when they read this novel.
Okay.
You ready for this? I couldn't believe it. In the book they're going to read, there's one line in the book. This says the words, son of a bitch.
No way.
Yeah. She had to send a letter home for that. Mm. Do you remember reading Huck Finn in school
mm-hmm.
and how excited everyone was because it said the N-word in it like 68 times? And we read it out loud, and nobody was like, oh my God, we got to send a letter home. Because
somebody, there was all those kids that read it really enthusiastically. Yeah.
They're all reading ahead. They're like, can I read the next paragraph?
I can't imagine in Idaho it's not too bad. There's not a lot of black people in Idaho. But in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was funny to me that they're warning us that our kids are gonna hear the word son of a bitch. My kid hears worse than that before he gets out of bed in the morning.
Wake up, you little piece of shit.
Like, our kids are have heard son of a bitch a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure every kid in the whole class has.
Yeah.
But they're like, hold on. We can't let them see this, that there's books that say son of a bitch in it. Like, this is, we better let the parents know.
Right.
We don't want the kids getting scarred from this. Can you imagine? I bet you there's parents that are like, I would like my son to not hear that that day. Right. So if you could read something else to him.
Yeah.
Like, wow. It's always funny, though. Do you remember any times when you were in school, like, hearing a teacher, like, get pushed to the point where they say a swear word in class?
No.
And it's always like, it's never anything bad. I remember hearing a teacher say hell or damn. And everyone's like, oh, my God, did you hear that? Miss Johnson said, damn.
No. No, I don't remember anything like that.
It's like, shut up. You hear worse than that, like, in the halls, like, constantly.
Right.
Dude. Yeah.
But it's bad out here, though. It's, like, all, like, really religious out here. I didn't grow up like that.
With the parents? Yeah. Like,
Cali was, like, totally different. It's like.
Yeah, I guess it would be if you're in a different area.
Yes, it was like, what teacher's fucking the kids over here?
All of them.
Fuck. Wish I was cool.
How come the teachers never want to fuck me? Except for the guy ones.
Except for the guy ones. Damn it.
Aww.
Shucks.
Oh, man.
Oh, back in the day of hacky sack, remember that?
Oh yeah, SEPA.
Yep,
kicking the old. I saw some kids doing that the other day.
What?
At school, and they were really horrible at it.
The old hack sack.
Yeah,
I was horrible at it.
Yeah, I was too. I wasn't. I'm not trying to say I was good, but I was like, wow, you guys suck at this.
Dude, we played every lunch, dude.
Everyone.
For months.
Remember you'd get those ones, the SEPA ones with the little beads in it?
Yep.
And you had to, like, some people would, like, get a hole in it and empty out some of the shit or, like, really work it to get it, like, nice. Because when they come out of the store, they're too...
Yeah, they're too...
Too thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to make them just right. Anyway, I thought that was funny. So there's a new trend on TikTok now. So this is where it started.
Right.
But with the whole, I know we haven't talked much about the whole P. Diddy incident.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how there's a time where, like, if someone was saying something, like if I was like, hey man, nice jeans, and then I'd say no homo.
Yeah.
Like no homo was a thing that we said.
Yeah.
Now people are saying no Diddy.
No.
Like that's a phrase. So it's like, hey, you have some plump lips, bro.
No Diddy. No Diddy. Baby.
But no Diddy.
No Diddy.
Actually, that's pretty gay. But yeah, if you compliment a dude on anything, you're supposed to say no Diddy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No Diddy.
How times have changed.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of clips of, like, people in, like, on TV in, like, sports, like people talking football or whatever. They're mm-hmm. talking about, like, or basketball players. They're talking about the Final Four and, they're talking about how some guy couldn't jump because he didn't have like a lot of butt, and mm-hmm. he's like, "No Diddy." Like they're saying that shit like on like ESPN now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
No Diddy, baby.
So fucking wild. Remember, P. Diddy used to be cool.
Yeah.
Jeff, you, Diddy, and the fam. Who you know do a
band. Yeah, I was listening to something the other day, and that I Need a Girl Part 2 song came on. Like, I used to love that shit.
Right.
And instantly I was like, I have to turn this off now.
I can't.
Like, I can't listen to it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
He really got railed out.
It sounds like there's a lot of shit that is still about to come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's leaking it all?
I think everybody that just... Well, first of all, like, I think people that were under his thumb are, like, coming out now.
Yeah.
Like, because they couldn't before, and they're mentioning stuff.
Right.
A lot of stuff with Usher and a lot of other people. But I saw a thing today that they, when they raided his house and took his computers and stuff, they found a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Like, a lot of stuff. Yeah.
They raided his house?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Houses. They raided his homes.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of sex trafficking stuff. A lot of blackmail, like pictures and stuff. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they said that Jeffrey Epstein did with his island. Like,
yeah.
It would take pictures of the people that were out there. Yeah. So he had, like, shit to hold against them. Like yeah. I've got these pictures of you blowing dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want these out or whatever the fuck they are.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
No more P. Diddy, baby.
He's done.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's wild. Child trafficking?
Sex trafficking. Fuck. It didn't say child, but...
Right.
Could be.
When
I think if you drive a hooker across state lines, it's sex trafficking.
Oh, okay.
Technically.
Fuck. But crazy.
It can mean a lot of stuff.
Wow.
But that's probably not what it was. Anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I did hear today that Gypsy Rose, more Gypsy Rose news. She's
pregnant?
Filing for divorce already.
Already, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was the love of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she got out here, just realized there's more fish, you know?
Plenty of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got on the website.
She got on the Plenty of Fish website. She married. She probably fucking married the first guy that sent her a fan letter in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got out, and she's like, "Kind of a loser, piece of shit."
Right. Wow.
Anyway, quick, Gypsy Rose.
Just moving through them, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The D is fire. She said.
She did. She did say that.
Now she wants some more D somewhere else.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with your D.
There's a lot of D around here.
He gave me fire in my pants with the chlamydia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the clap. And the old gonorrhea.
The old guns.
The old guns.
All right, man.
Now on the Jeff and Craig podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
And as always, the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you by Let's Get Roasted Coffee.
Let's Get Roasted Coffee, the best coffee
in
the world.
Coffee. LGRcoffee.com.
Yep. It's good. It's good stuff.
Go to the website. You make your profile.
Mm-hmm.
You pick which blend you want,
mm-hmm.
and then you pick how you want it,
mm-hmm.
whether you want it ground, pre-ground, or whole bean.
Okay.
Or in K-cups.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which I prefer.
And then you pick your delivery schedule, and that's it. Set up a subscription. Have it sent to you automatically on whatever timing you'd like.
What's so special about them?
Excuse me.
Would you say that... What's different about them?
Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
It's the only locally... air roasted coffee that you can get.
Wait, did you say air roasted?
Air roasted.
Wow.
They don't roast it in hot drums like most coffee that...
With gasoline? They don't use gasoline?
Burns it and it...
Yeah.
This is air roasted with warm air.
Wow.
To perfection.
Like a popcorn machine almost.
Yeah, like an air popper.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it roasts it with hot air. As fresh as it can be. When it gets to your door, that coffee was a... raw bean mere days ago.
And now
unlike the shit you get from the grocery store, who knows how long ago that was roasted.
Year?
Years, probably.
Year.
Yeah.
At least. And then
packaged and yeah.
And it wasn't air roasted. It was drum roasted.
Yeah. Probably in like vats of like millions and millions of pounds of beans at once.
Oh yeah.
It's not fresh. They don't care.
No.
It's about quantity. LGR coffee is all about the quality.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best. While you're on the website picking your coffee, make sure you use the promo code Jeff and Greg at checkout for 10% off everything in your cart.
Merch, everything.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, good stuff. It's the best.
Hell yeah.
All right, Greg, why don't you tell everybody how to get prepped and ready for this Urban Dictionary segment.
Yeah.
We're about to bust on.
Bust out. Hey, how about out there in podcast land, you know, kick up your feet, dude, you know? Get your shoes off. Get them dogs resting, you know? Makes me feel good. Yeah, dude. Maybe do that.
Yeah.
You know? Get real relaxed, like.
You might have to pause the show.
Yeah.
Because our voices probably aren't going to help you in any way.
Speak for yourself, dude. All right?
Yeah. Right. If you can nut to these two voices, yeah. Then.
Power to you.
Good luck in life.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, my friend here is going to paint you a picture like Bob fucking Ross, dude. It's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
That was my neck.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. It crumbled like a fucking plastic bottle. Crazy.
Yes.
You lost about 2 inches there.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
It hurt a lot.
You shouldn't do that anymore. There's a lot of blood involved.
I don't think I'll be able to. Okay, man. I didn't spend any of that time that you did. You were talking, actually looking for them.
Mm.
But I have them now.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Looks like you had a theme mm-hmm. tonight.
Yep.
From our friends south of the border.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of good ones over there.
The Mexican theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Mexican food. I figure let's give these Urban Dictionaries a try.
Yeah. We go to Canada a lot.
Yeah.
We go to Canada a lot for them. Why not?
Let's go down south.
To our brothers in the south.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. The first one is called the Mexican shower.
I figure it's pretty straightforward.
The Mexican shower is to strip naked in a public washroom. And proceed to wash yourself with toilet paper using a urinal mint as soap. A urinal cake as soap.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
That's so gross.
It's a Mexican shower.
Hey, man, we've all been there. You got to pull into a truck stop, you know?
I have like rinsed out the pits, you know.
With fucking urinal
but
cake.
But never with a urinal cake. I didn't think of that. It's the only reason why.
It's really, it really exfoliates you. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it smells like a hint of piss. A hint of a lot of different kinds of piss.
If you use it too long, you break out a really bad rash everywhere.
It's uncurable. Okay. Moving on to the Mexican Halloween.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Mexican Halloween is a sexual act.
Okay. Glad they clarified.
It occurs when a man is having sex with a woman from behind,
uh-huh.
and upon ejaculation, he opens a can of chili con carne he had hidden earlier and throws the contents of the can onto the woman's back.
Yeah.
Note, the chili can sometimes be replaced with salsa.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounds like a good time at that point.
Sure.
Yeah. A regular sex session.
And that means the con carne means chili with meat.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I think beef specifically. But
oh, there you go.
Yeah. I probably would prefer the salsa myself.
Right.
You know, a nice bag of chips on the side.
Yeah.
Scoop it off of her back.
She has to be real patient, though.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably like trying to get.
Sorry, the salsa's fresh out of the fridge. Yeah. It's cold.
Yeah. But you get that con carne, you throw it on there.
A little warm chili.
Yeah.
Get a nice spoon. Oh, dude, real quick. We went out to breakfast last weekend.
There should be one more on there.
There is. So while we're talking about the chili, real quick, I want to got a little antidote.
Oh, shit. All right.
So it was my son's birthday, so we decided to take him out to breakfast. And I don't know what the hell he was thinking. But right. He's looking at the menu. And have you ever been to a restaurant with somebody and, like, you look at the menu and you pick what you want? And you know it's getting time to where, like, they're going to come and ask what you want. But but people are, like, just talking.
Yeah.
And, like, it makes me, like, fucking stop talking and look at the, like, figure out what you want first.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing that. Like, he was just chit-chatting. And he wasn't even looking at the menu the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that when she comes to be like, are you guys ready? Everyone's going to be like, yeah, except him. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, no, oh, shit. I've fucking spaced it.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. The lady comes, and she's like, you guys ready to order? And I am, and everyone else is. And so I look at him, and he's like, yeah, I'm ready. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Interesting. You haven't even looked yet.
Okay.
Not even a gander.
Right.
And so it gets to him, and I'm like, what's he going to do? Is he just going to, like, or get something somebody else said? Mm-hmm. No. He spouted off one of the omelets on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It has a Spanish name.
Right. A Spanish fly omelet.
Yes. Right. It's a Spanish conquistador omelet. I can't remember what it was, but it had, like, a Spanish word was the name of it.
Okay.
And we just moved on, you know, we're chatting away. And then the time comes for them to bring us our food. So they bring everyone's stuff out. They set it in front of him. And they set his omelet in front of him. And, like, he's still fresh enough out of the Navy that he doesn't have a filter in public.
Right.
Like, he just yells fuck all the time. Yeah. Like, he swears, like, ridiculously.
Yeah.
And, like, he has no filter.
Mm-hmm.
And they set this omelet down, right? And she walks away. We're like, everything looks good. Well, they give him this big ass omelet, and it's covered in chili.
Yeah,
like real chili. And he's like, "Who the fuck eats chili for breakfast?" He's like, "Why would they cover a fucking omelet in chili?" And we're like, "Why didn't you read the fucking description?" He's like, "It had a Mexican name, and I wanted to say it." He's like, "I just wanted to say it and messed up." Like, I wanted to say it wrong and see if she said anything.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even look at it, dude.
Yeah.
It was like an omelet covered in fucking chili.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no way it said that on the menu.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I pulled up, I found their menu on my phone. I'm like, look, it says at the bottom, with chili.
Yeah.
Covered in chili. But it was funny. He's like, who the fuck eats chili for breakfast? Why would you mix chili with an omelet?
That sounds so good. Is it good?
Yeah, it was fine. I liked it.
Yeah. Did he like it?
No. He, like, scooped all the chili off the side.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was so funny. Like, why would you do that, man?
Yeah.
Why are you going to order some food without even just looking?
Just
so you can say the name
fucked up?
Yeah.
That's a fucking teenager shit right there, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to say the name, but I want to fuck it up.
And it was his birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, you fucked up breakfast, dude. He didn't even like it.
Yeah.
He barely touched it.
Oh, wow.
That was funny.
That is funny, actually.
Anyway, back to the Urban Dictionary.
I want an omelet conquistador, the Denver Bronco.
Can I get a Denver Bronco omelet?
Can I get the O.J. Simpson omelet? It's just an omelet with blood spots everywhere. And a knife in it. And a pair of too small gloves.
It's just egg whites. It's an egg white omelet. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. The last one is the Mexican mudslide.
Right.
The term used when one farts into another's drink. Add double shot when the fart is a shart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the Mexican mudslide is just when someone farts in your drink.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
If somebody gets that drinking it. Hey, man. That's a real sneaky thing to do, man. Unless you're just bold. Like, hey, make you a Mexican mudslide.
Yeah.
There's some shit in it. Oh, it was a double.
Actually, I can think of a friend or two that we had coming up that probably would pull something like that on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, actually. Yeah, I think that is something somebody would do. Yeah. So fucked up. I'm like, nah, I'll pass on this one. I'm good.
Yeah man.
The old Mexican mudslide.
Gross.
Yum.
Have we ever read an Urban Dictionary and not said something like gross?
No.
Or weird or
strange. Yeah. They're all a little off.
Kind of fucked up. Is a good way to describe it.
Yeah,
man.
All right.
Well, shit. I was trying to see if there's anything I can think of.
Garcia Street Tacos.
Yeah, there is that.
There is that.
There is that. Yeah, we might as well give some love real quick to Garcia Street Tacos.
Best tacos in America.
Our favorite sponsor. The best Mexican cuisine you can get
hands in down.
Your guts.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Delicious.
Everything about the place is amazing. The facility itself is beautiful.
Right.
The food is top-notch.
Top.
The service can't be beat, and the owner is amazing. So go check out Garcia Street Tacos if you're in town. And if it's on the weekend, stay late because it turns into a popping nightclub.
Popping a locking. Yeah. No Diddy, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no Diddy.
No Diddy.
Yeah. Anyway. Go check out Garcia Street Tacos. Tell them Jeff and Greg sent you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to let them know you heard it from us.
Just to let them know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you know.
But you're going to find out.
Yeah, man.
Anyway. Hell yeah.
Anyway. Lots of fun tonight, bro.
Dude, I had a blast,
Fun TikTok live before the show. Had some interactions with some people. It was good. It was fun.
It was good. It was a good time, man.
Good episode.
Lots of love.
Lots of love, man.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's all we got.
That's all we got, dude. All
right, so until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Fuck you, Blake.
Hey, Blake.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.